This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU, your community NPR station. And as we say each week, this is a time for us to focus on that word, community, specifically the Ypsilanti end of the community that we serve. And to do that, we have very proudly become the media partner for a project called On the Ground Ipsy. It's from Concentrate Media. Been doing it for about a year and a half now. And each week, what we do is we have our partner, Sarah Rigg, who is the embedded reporter, go out into the community and prepare an incredible report for Concentrate Media, and then she brings some guests in here to talk about the great work that those people are doing in our community, or a new business that's starting up, or a new way of serving our community is coming to the forefront. So good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
And what was the feature focus this week?
So we were really excited for the co-working space in downtown Ypsilanti called Back Office Studio to finally open a little bit behind the schedule that I think everybody expected. And I have here with me one of the co-owners, Soon Chow, and community manager, John Newman.
All right, let's remind people, concentratemedia.com, Concentrate A2 on Facebook, and then there's some other social media places that you can find.
I think it's A2 on Twitter because of the character limit. And it's actually Concentrate Media everywhere else.
You know, I bet people know how to use the Google on the internet's
yes.
machine these days. So if, at this point, Inc., if you want to find Concentrate Media, and of course, it's all linked over. We put always a nice link up to Doug go out and take pictures this week. All right,
yes, so, he did.
So we'll see some great pictures from Doug. You can find all that at WEMU.org. So this is a new business venture in Ypsilanti called Back Office Studio, and I think it's being billed as a co-working space. So let's talk to John, who is the community manager, and ask him first, what is a co-working space? Good morning.
Good morning. Co-working space is a shared space for people who might otherwise be working at their kitchen table or in a coffee shop, remote workers, freelancers, independents, people who just might have a side project.
Okay, so with Back Office, what was the vision for what kind of people would be working in this co-working space?
So some co-working spaces are specific to an industry. You know, it's for writers or it's for developers, software programmers. We're open. We're not trying to target a specific market. We're just trying to support downtown Ipsy and bring workers and give workers a place to work and a community to work with.
You mentioned downtown was at some point, I'm assuming you were looking around for spaces, and we can ask Soon Chow about this as well. But what was it about the space that you're in was attractive that matched up to kind of the focus for what this business wanted to be?
Well, Soon Chow will talk about it, but we have a sister business that's a consulting firm, and they needed office space. We found a building that had been unoccupied for the last 7 or 8 years, just around the corner from where we'd been. We'd been tenants at Spark East. And the idea of helping downtown Ypsilanti revitalize, bring people to the community, give them a place to work, and support the other businesses was very attractive.
So let's talk to Soon Chow. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And you are the CFO, one of the co-owners of Back Office, correct?
Yes, I am.
And was it your consultant firm that he was just talking about that needed a space in there, or what is your business? Because I know that you're also a tenant.
Yes. Yes, we are. So our parent company, or sister company, actually is a consulting firm. We're focused on organizational development and the strategic planning.
Okay.
The name called the Sensei Change. So when we grow out of the Spark East incubator, actually we are looking for a new home for ourselves. We don't want to go back to the brick and mortar commercial space. So we look around, there's nothing like a co-working space or the community sense of community we want to stay in. At the end, we say, okay, let's just start our own co-working space, because this is the model, it's a proven model, being very successful in Austin area, in Los Angeles, and in Colorado at the time. This was back in 2015.
So let's talk about your background a little bit. You came to Ypsilanti as a student, right?
Yes.
And where are you from originally?
I'm from China, Inner Mongolia, China.
And you came to Eastern as an international student?
Yes,
and you've graduated now?
Yep.
And you're staying?
Yes.
So what was it about the community that made you think this would be a great place to put down some roots and start a business?
I came back. I came to America in 2010. Fun fact is, I actually had my first lunch in America, next door to the building we currently
okay.
own. It used to be a Mongolian barbecue. Now it's Buenos Aires. I finished my degree in HR and OD in 2013, and I started working for the consulting firm. We purchased the building back in 2015. So during that 5 years, when I was a student, there's a strong eye-opening experience for me, because back in China, it feels like we don't really emphasize the sense of community. We talk about relationship all the time, but you don't feel like the community. With my involvement in College of Business, with the Education Theater Group, here I want to get a shout out to Close Up on campus. I was a troop member for 2.5 years. Really helped me understand there's not that much difference between Chinese culture and American culture. American even more focus on learning, serving the community, and giving back to the community.
And you really wanted to stay and achieve that community sense, it sounds like, in a co-working space. You want to look around and see other entrepreneurs, other innovators, other people trying to get their feet under them with a business, a place to do that. So so far, what have you seen that's really inspired you?
So far, the most inspiring things is all the support we got. We acquired the building back in 2015. As everybody know, at the time, it's not a lot happening in downtown Ypsilanti area. So we took on a huge risk as owners, because not just purchasing the building, but we also have to put over $1 million to renovate it. We got the support from downtown DDA, from Historic District Commission. On the state level, we got the support from MEDC's CRP program. That's a program to focus on the city like Ypsilanti to bring people back, to bring create jobs, to bring new business back. So on a various level, we feel that there's a passion, there's lots of support from the community. And a little side story, while we are putting our together, we're struggling with the appraisal of the price and the investment. Right across the street from us, we started Go Ice Cream. So Go Ice Cream actually started as a crowdfunding, and that's a baby from the community. As a foreigner, that's really impacted me, said, give me the confidence to say, wow, we can do this. We are part of this community.
Good. Thank you for sharing that, Sun Chao. He is the CFO and co-owner of Back Office Studio. John, what's your connection to the community? Do you have a great, inspiring backstory like Sun Chao just shared?
I don't have an inspiring backstory like that. I've been working as a tenant at Spark East. And Spark has been another great partner for us at the county level, helping us make connections with the community, helping us find tenants, helping us partner with funding sources. We look forward to being a place that the Spark tenants can graduate and move to.
So if I have a business and that's kind of idea that's floating around in my head, and I'm at the point where I might need some working space, or my kitchen counter, as you said, is overflowing and I need a space to move, how do I get in touch with you? How do I find you?
So you can get to our website, which is thebackofficestudio.com. It's got a phone number. It's got a messaging link. Or you can come and visit us at 13 North Washington.
Okay, 13 North Washington it is. Thanks for being here, guys. Thanks for starting another business in our community. That really helps out a burgeoning part of our innovative-focused portion of our community.
Thank you,
Sarah.
Patrick.
Thank you so much for being here this morning. What do you got on tap for us for next time?
So next time I'm going to be doing a recap of an event that actually Concentrate Media and On the Ground are sponsoring. It's an Ypsi-themed storytelling night. So people are going to talk about why they like living in Ypsilanti or Ypsilanti Township and things that have happened to them while they're here.
And that is on the 5th, correct?
Right. It's at the off-center location that Riverside Art Center recently acquired. Yep.
All right, and you could find all the info, I'm assuming, at concentratemedia.com?
That's correct. I did a little preview story that talked about who the storytellers were all going
to
be.
Looking forward to that, and looking forward to hearing from you next week about that. This is On the Ground Ypsi on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.